This is KCUR 89.3. Experts estimate that there are approximately 1.4 million transgender individuals in America. One of them is a Kansas City activist who was already well known in the city's LGBTQ community before beginning her transition. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson recently spoke with Marieke Jensen about her work nationally and locally, and about the start of her life as a transgender woman.
Chill out! Chill out!
As Marieke Jensen sits on the patio outside her apartment where she lives and works in the Crossroads, her friendly but protective dog Henry barks as people walk down the street. Jensen is a documentary filmmaker and a nationally known LGBTQ advocate.
I've been brought all across the country, and I've keynoted Yale University's Pride Month. I've been on Oprah.
But she achieved most of this as a gay man known as Randall Jensen.
I've had my own successes that, who knows, maybe if I would have had them if I had transitioned sooner.
Jensen has worked for years with trans men and women in a variety of roles, such as supporting local families and communities of LGBTQ murder victims. In June, Jensen, wearing high heels and a form-fitting gray dress, guided a class on identity in the LGBTQ community.
So this is our interactive history. And so what's happening here is we're going to take some time.
It was part of Pride Month in Kansas City, where Jensen has worked with LGBTQ teens and young adults for years. Last year, at an out-of-town conference, a transgender woman asked Jensen a life-changing question.
Are you happy being a boy? And I looked at her, and I was like, that's a very invasive question. You know, like, you don't just ask somebody that. Like, but I also was like, you know, I took it from love. It came from a place of love. And I looked at her, and what was supposed to be a short answer became an hour and a half long answer.
Jensen's answer was a new beginning and also a lifetime in the making.
I know that for myself, I never felt comfortable being identified as a boy. I never felt comfortable being, you know, a guy.
Jensen grew up in St. Louis and, as a child, says it was far more appealing to absorb the conversations of her Mexican-American mother and other female relatives.
Because that was more interesting to me than all the boys outside playing football. Because I was just like, that's not my thing. And so I was always this, like, little sissy. I mean, I was like, you know, I was the kid who was playing with Barbies and dolls and, you know, who was trying on dresses.
At times in her youth, Jensen has been homeless after her mother kicked her out of the house at the age of 16 for coming out as gay. Jensen is Latinx, but she says people didn't always think of her as a person of color. But for some, now that she's transitioned gender, she's also been perceived as transitioning race.
And so people had seen me previously as this sort of like uppity gay white boy. And now they're seeing me as this, like, you know, hopefully very, you know, sexy Latina woman. And I haven't changed. It's just somehow the phenotype, the features that I have and how they translate for people, especially in the Midwest, now translate much easier over to boop, 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 boop. Oh, Latina.
Samantha Ruggles with Kansas City Center for Inclusion has known and worked with Jensen for several years. She says that she salutes Jensen's courage.
So you're already a public face, and then publicly transition, I found that to be very inspiring and very brave.
Jensen continues to take her work and choices seriously, but likes staying in good humor.
I am literally taking, as my hormones, pregnant horse piss. Like, that is what I'm taking in my body. So not only am I going through puberty right now, I'm also pregnant all the time, which means that I always want pickles. I always want hot sauce.
Ultimately, Jensen knows a great deal of her journey means sharing it with others so they too can find their own path.
And when you're socialized in a world that says you don't matter and you don't have value and that you shouldn't be here and that you're an abomination and that you're a freak, you internalize that.
Resiliency and empowerment are qualities that Jensen tries to teach, support, and now model in the transgender community. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.
This story is part of Sharing America Profiles, a series about women of color doing local work on an issue of national importance. Sharing America is a collaborative reporting initiative looking at race, identity, and culture. Learn more at sharingamerica.news.